a very special guest joining us. In fact, well, while the fighters are, of course, the superstars in boxing, there are few people in the world of the game with as much of a profile or influence as Eddie Hearn. And as Global Managing Director of Matchroom Boxing, he now has his eye on Australia. In fact, Matchroom's holding its first Australian event Saturday, October 15, so that's Saturday week, in Brisbane. And Eddie joins us on the phone from the UK. Eddie, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. So you're coming to Australia, Matchroom. Why the decision to get involved in our boxing scene?
Well, I think, you know, a good point. Your boxing scene is flying. You know, we seem to see really good shows week in, week out. You know, firstly with the launch of kind of these footballers going into boxing, but now a number of Australian fighters, a lot that we've signed, that have become world champion. You know, fighters that are outside of our stable becoming world champions as well. And I think it's a great time for Australian boxing. And, you know, I was in Brisbane, first time in Australia a couple of months ago, planned this event, walked down South Bank, saw the piazza and thought, wow, if we could do boxing here for the first time, it would be sensational. And we're doing it October 15th, a really big all-Australian fight. Liam Paro against Brock Jarvis, you know, Queensland against New South Wales, 22-0 against 20-0. The big heavyweight Dempsey McKean, Sky Nicholson, the amateur star going for her big title, first title as well. So can't wait, a week on Saturday, and we're going to have a packed-out arena in there and a great show.
Gee, it sounds like you're well-schooled in Australian sport, Eddie, then talking about New South Wales and Queensland rivalry. So Brock Jarvis and Liam Paro, what are you expecting from that bout and the rest of the card on Saturday week?
Well, I'm expecting a tremendous fight. I mean, that Liam Paro is number one in the world. He's got his world title shot really in his hands. But Brock Jarvis, trained by Jeff Fenwick, you know, these two are like father and son. You know, Brock is so exciting. I mean, he looks like he's carved out of stone. He's just so relentless in the ring. He's so excited. You're going to see one of the great all-Australian fights, I believe, on October 15th. Both guys going all out for victory. From the first bell to the last bell, I think it's going to be all action and you know, a really big fight for Australian boxing.
What's the secret to a good promotion and a good fight in your eyes, Eddie?
I think, for me, it's about making sure that everybody who tunes in on DAZN or everybody who's in attendance on that night leaves the arena with a smile on their face, you know, a good experience. And I think that comes from great fights from the first bell to the last bell. We got great 50-50 fights from the very first fight of the night to the last fight of the night. It's about providing a great event experience. It's about providing value for money. It's about providing drama. And you know, I really believe we're going to do that. And this is the first of many shows that we're going to bring to Australia. Out there as well. Just had the darts out there as well in Townsville, which was a huge success. And, you know, Australia is a big sporting market, and I think it has plenty of potential in the boxing world as well.
And you mentioned you obviously, you know, think our boxing scene is flying. I guess at the top of the tree at the moment, in a global sense, the likes of George Kambosos and also Tim Zhu, who have big fights coming up against, well, Devin Haney, who beat Kambosos obviously comfortably in their previous fight, and Zhu is facing Jermell Charlo. So who do you think are out next, I guess, boxers who can elevate to that standard?
Well, I mean, I look at the women's side of the game as well, which has been hugely successful. I mean, we just sold out Madison Square Garden for Katie Taylor against Amanda Serrano. You already have one world champion in our stable, Ebony Bridges, but you also have Skye Nicholson, you know, Commonwealth Games gold medalist, Olympian for Australia as well. She's taking part in her fifth fight. She's fighting for the Commonwealth title. I think she's two or three fights away max from a world title. I think she could fight Amanda Serrano as well in 2023, which would be a huge fight. But, you know, you've got Paro right there for a world title shot. You've got Brock Jarvis as well trying to dethrone him. And don't forget the big heavyweight, Dempsey McKean. You know, people talk about Gallen and Hooney, but Dempsey McKean is top 10 in the world with two governing bodies. And we've got guys like Anthony Joshua looking to have comeback fights. We've got Dillian White. You know, we've got these big-name heavyweights. And I think Dempsey McKean, if he looks good in Brisbane, will land a really big fight in early 2023.
Who do you see at the moment, Eddie, as the best pound-for-pound in the world?
in the world, you know, I'd say it was Canelo Alvarez. Mm. I think, you know, one of our clients, I'm a bit biased, but, you know, this is a guy who's been undisputed at super middle. He's just a tremendous fighter, you know, one of the biggest draws in the sport. And, you know, all these guys are looking to fight internationally, whether it's Canelo Alvarez, whether it's Anthony Joshua. And, you know, in Australia, you're very blessed that you've got these governments that will, you know, get behind major sporting events. You know, we've seen it with Kambosos Haney. And there's no reason why we can't bring one of our flagship names, like a Joshua or a Canelo Alvarez, to Australia. And that's the long-term plan for us. Keep developing Australian talent and bring those major names to huge stadiums in Australia.
Wow. We'd love that.
We'd love that, yeah. Oh,
absolutely. We're speaking with the Global Managing Director of Matchroom Boxing, also the Chairman of the Professional Darts Corporation, Eddie Hearn. And Eddie, you know, the world of boxing promotion, just keen to ask you, I mean, you've currently had fight, well, you filed a defamation suit against Jake Paul. Bob Arum's getting stuck into you, saying you don't want the Anthony Joshua Tyson Fury fight to happen. Sounds like a world of stress and conflict.
Oh, completely, mate. I mean, if you don't wake up with problems on the WhatsApp, by the time you turn over in the morning, it's not a normal day, you know, but we live and breathe for this. Kind of like industry, the Eddie Hearn, and I wouldn't want it any other way, you know. But we come in peace to Australia, you know. We're not looking to upset anyone. I like all the guys over there, you know, and I like you. Like, you're so similar to us. At the end of the day, you love your sport, you know. You like a beer, you like your food, and that's what we're going to be bringing. We're going to be bringing great entertainment to Australia. Not looking to upset anyone just yet. Just looking to enjoy ourselves, enjoy the sun, bring great fights and great nights and sporting events and drama to Australia, and it all begins October the 15th in Brisbane.
And we've also, as you mentioned before, we've seen the darts here. How successful has that been for you? At the end of the day, I guess time zones probably don't help you there in the UK, but the darts in particular, how's that gone here in Australia for you?
Oh, it's obviously huge. Australia, our recent trip, you know, with Townsville and Kudan Basel, it was very successful, you know, and big crowd. Well, and a thriving darts scene as well. You guys won the Darts World Cup. You know, the numbers are impressive, you know, across Fox in Australia. And darts has a high ceiling as well. You know, boxing, darts, and for other sports, very important in the Australian market. And, you know, we've just finished our little experiment in Australia with the darts and looking forward to getting underway with the boxing.
Got to ask you, Eddie, what's been your favourite moment being ringside at a fight, the one that's sort of made you, the hairs stick up on the back of your neck more than any other?
Well, I think Anthony Joshua beating Vladimir Klitschko at Wembley in front of 1,000. Canelo Alvarez in front of 75,000 at Dallas Cowboys when he beat Billy Joe Saunders. Even a couple of weeks ago, Canelo Alvarez against Golovkin. Mm. You know, when we sold out Madison Square Garden this year for Katie Taylor against Serrano, biggest female fight of all time. There are so many. You know, we're lucky enough to be promoting fights now every week, everywhere around the world. And, you know, it's such a great sport that we're so passionate about. And even, you know, I know that the Paro Jarvis card is a big, big night for Australian boxing. We've done other shows that are bigger, but it's the excitement of starting a new journey. Meeting the fight fans and learning, really, learning about what you guys want. And I think I know what you guys want. I can deliver it. And, you know, we hope to bring some of those huge nights that we've experienced with Joshua and Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin and Katie Taylor over to you guys. Like I said, you've got talent there, and I really feel like you can be a force in world boxing.
How are you on the day of the fight, Eddie? Are you one that's nervous? You're walking around and seeing, making sure everything's going okay, or you're just confident that the work's been done and you get a chance to sit back and relax and watch what's going on in the ring?
I mean, definitely in Brisbane, you know, we're at the South Bank. There's never been boxing held there before. It's a tremendous arena there down on the South Bank. And I think, you know, when you go to a new place, you're always learning. You know, you've always want your finger on the pulse. On Saturday night, we've got a huge fight, Eubank against Ben, you know, one of the biggest fights in British boxing. That's at the O2. You know, we're lucky to have a staff team of around 40 or 50 now across the boxing. So everyone's responsible, but I like to be very hands-on. You want to get it right, you know, and especially when we come to a new market like Australia. We get one shot at that first show. And, you know, all throughout the week, from the media parties, you know, to the weigh-in, to the workout, the press conferences. You know, we want to make sure that we leave a special mark on the game, and that when we come back, you guys are excited to see us again. So, yeah, next week in Australia, I'll be really hands-on, making sure that we can meet as many boxing fans as possible and deliver a great night.
Well, just talking to us, Eddie, a lot of our listeners are texting in saying, wow, this sounds really exciting for Australian sport, getting yourself and a company such as Matchroom wanting to be involved in our scene. We appreciate your time speaking to us and looking forward to the first Matchroom event in Australia on Saturday week in Brisbane.
Thanks, guys, for having me, and first of many.
Great stuff. Appreciate it. Eddie Hearn there. Wow. So Eddie Hearn wants to bring the likes of Anthony Joshua and others to Australia.
Well, we've seen...
I mean, that would be just huge.
Well, we've seen Australia be able to, you know, fill stadiums with fights. So we've seen that. We saw what happened in Melbourne recently with Kambosos, Georgie Kambosos and Devin Haney. So if you can fill a stadium for that fight, and this has not been disrespectful at all, you know, massive names in the industry, you bring them to Australia for a big fight, you would fill the stadium as well.
I mean, I'm just looking at the fighters on his list at Matchroom. Canelo. Golovkin obviously just fought each other, as you mentioned. Yep. Katie Taylor, who is a lightweight champ. I mean, Anthony Joshua. And others as well. So that event, Saturday week in Brisbane.
But you see the market, Mido, just even for gal fighting.
Ah.
Like there's an appetite for boxing here in this country. They just want to see good fights. And if you're bringing the elite to Australia, people will support.
No doubt. Particularly names of that ilk.
Most definitely.
So also, it's going to be streamed that fight night on, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Is it DAZN? DAZN.com, that streaming service. If I've got that wrong, you're probably laughing at me, but DAZN.com is where you can watch that. But it is in Brisbane next Saturday. Brock Jarvis and Liam Paro is headlining that event from Matchroom Boxing next week.